at 11:15. Mabel Louise Stewart joining us.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
What a day. Don't you dare complain. Spring is here. Isn't that great? I went to the clinic early this morning and, oh my goodness, they were still complaining. I had to remind them. Good times are coming.
Professional well, complainers, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, some people, we put a lot of effort into that.
I know, especially lately, it seems like, in the news and everything. So I hope that today my broadcast will lift you up and you'll praise the Lord. Yes, it's always great to be with you. And did you get up this morning with a song? Well, I usually do, and many times I'll walk from my bedroom into the kitchen, and as I do, I pass by the piano, and I slip onto the stool, the piano bench, rather, and play the tune that's on my heart. And I hope that today that you feel like praising the Lord. If you don't, maybe I can lift you up and you can think praise. And, you know, I just need to remind you from the scriptures. How about Psalm 47:6 for my verse for the day? It's a good reminder. It says, sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. The psalmist is trying to get you to just love the Lord and be thankful for all the blessings that he's given you. So maybe that'll get your mind off of all the news and all that's going around in your world. And let me encourage you to sing and praise the Lord. Maybe you're traveling in a car. Maybe you can just lift up your voice and sing an old hymn or a recent song that you heard on WWIB. And as you drive along, it'll lift your spirits. Or maybe you're in a 16-wheeler. And I know they're noisy, but you can outsing one of those wheels that are going around. Or maybe you're just doing the dishes. Yes, we can sing wherever we are. And no matter what you're doing, you can always praise the Lord. And by the way, don't worry if you are a monotone. You see, the Lord looks on the heart. He's not so much interested in the sound as he is your attitude in your heart. He wants us to praise him. And that's the way I feel today. Well, I read where singing changes the brain. Some studies show that when we sing, our bodies release hormones that relieve anxiety and stress. Other research indicates that when a group of people sing together, their heartbeats actually can synchronize with each other. How about that? Isn't that good? Well, the Apostle Paul, writing, encouraging the church to speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Let me turn in my Bible to that very portion. And let me read what Paul has written and encourage us to do. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And did you know that sing praise, those two words, the Bible repeats those 50 times. So if you would look in the concordance, you would find that statement, sing praise, 50 times. Wow. He must want us to do that. And I hope I'm encouraging you today to lift your spirits so that you can be a blessing to someone else. Well, over in 2 Chronicles 20, and I just recently read this portion and was so impressed by it. I read a story of God's people who were demonstrating their trust in God by singing as they marched right into battle. Enemies were heading toward the people of Judah, and this really alarmed King Jehoshaphat. And so he called everyone together, told them to fast and pray, and he led the community in all of that, in fasting and prayer. They didn't eat or they didn't drink. They just prayed. And they kept saying, "We don't know what to do, but Lord, our eyes are on you." Well, the next day, they set out for battle. They weren't led by the warriors, but by the choir. Isn't that interesting? Instead of getting the warriors, those that were strong and mighty and the best, they asked the choir to head out before all of the soldiers, because they believed God's promise that they would be delivered without fighting against one or any of the people or the enemies. So while they sang, they walked toward the conflict. And guess what? Yes, the enemies turned and fought each other. So by the time God's people reached the battlefield, the fighting had ended. How about that? Yes, our Heavenly Father saved his people as they marched by faith toward the unknown, singing his praises. So God does encourage us all through the scriptures to praise him. We have every reason to do so. So whether you're marching today in a battle and you don't know which way to turn, let me encourage you to just praise God, knowing that he is great, and greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. Yes, we can be victorious in our lives if we trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways, trust him and he will direct our path. Well, have you ever wondered what a worship service was like in Bible times? Well, I did my research and I discovered that a man by the name of Jubal, that's J-U-B-A-L, that he was the pioneer or the first musician that was talked about in the Bible. Guess where it was found? Way back in Genesis 4:21. It says, "Jubal was the father of all such as handled the harp and organ." That's from the King James Version, that statement. This man was not many generations removed from Adam. Think how far back music and praise has been a part of the believer's life. So I thought it was interesting, and I read in another place where an archaeologist by the name of Woolley, W-O-O-L-L-E-Y, discovered four beautiful harps made of gold in a royal tomb. Can you imagine finding that? He reported that they were handmade and made of gold. Boy, those would be priceless, wouldn't they? And he found them in the land of Ur, where they were doing some digging. And that is where Abraham lived. Do you remember that as you read Genesis? There's so many incidents in the Bible where musical instruments were used and actually named in the Bible. Let me give you a few incidents where instruments were used. First of all, let me remind you that Jacob's father-in-law, Laban, lived in Babylonian territory. And when Jacob left him in haste with his family, after working so many years for his wives, Laban said to Jacob, "Wherefore did you flee away secretly, that I might have sent you away with myrrh, with songs, with tabret, and with harp?" As found in Genesis chapter 31. And this would certainly suggest that these instruments were very common among the people. And of course, Laban was saying that he would have had a celebration or maybe even a festival as a going away for them. I wonder really if he would. And then I thought about the miraculous crossing of the Israelites through the Red Sea. And you remember that after they crossed, the victory was celebrated with music. You remember Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron? She took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dancing. That's found over in Exodus chapter 15. Isn't that something? And then I came upon Moses. He was commanded of the Lord to make two silver trumpets, and they were to be sounded for the calling of the assembly and for the journey of the camps. Numbers 10:2. Also, God told Moses that if you go to war, you shall blow an alarm with trumpets. Numbers 10:9. And throughout the history of Israel, trumpets were used to gather the people together in times of war and in times of peace, so that they might gather together for worship in the sanctuary. So that was actually a call to worship. And by the way, those trumpets were made out of ram or goat horns. And then you remember when David came home from killing the giant and defeating the Philistines, the women came out of all of the cities singing and dancing to meet King Saul with timbrels, with joy, and with instruments of music. 1 Samuel 18:6. So musical instruments were used as part of banquets and feasts. Isaiah wrote about them in Isaiah 5, where he said, "And the harp and the viol, the tabret, and the pipe and wine are in their feasts." And of course, King David was the classic example of not only playing the harp, but giving us 73 hymns in our psalm hymn book. That's what many call the Book of Psalms. The musical service of the Levites and the worship of the sanctuary was always organized by David. He was responsible for appointing certain ones to this task. So we learn this from 1 Chronicles 16:42, where we are told that Heman had 14 sons and 3 daughters, and all these were under the hands of their father for song or singing in the house of the Lord, according to the king's order. So the number of them with their brethren, they were instructed in the songs of the Lord, even all that were cunning, 288 were in the choir. Wow, that was a big choir, wasn't it? No doubt these singers and players sang psalms accompanied by many of these instruments that I've listed. So I hope you've enjoyed my little bit of research and telling you about the instruments of music that were used years ago, and how music, singing, and praising has influenced believers ever since man was born, way back in Genesis and all through the scriptures. So just maybe I've been able to lift your spirits today, and maybe you have a song in your heart. It's been good to be with you. Bye-bye.